We started speaking last week a little bit about the mitzvah of Shabbos from the perspective of Torah HaMachshava. We spoke in particular last week about the impact of Shabbos on our emunah and how we can use Shabbos to strengthen our emunah. We want to develop today the Mahalach L'Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes speaks about Shabbos, I'm sure, hundreds of times. It's very hard to figure out. We're putting like the Sfas Emes and Mahalach on Shabbos. We're going to speak about today an element of his approach. The goal is we're going to speak about other sugyas in Machshava as we go forward this year. We'll speak hopefully next couple of weeks about the purpose of Galus and Yetzias Mitzrayim as we begin Sefer Shmos. But the goal, at least for now, is an element of the Sfas Emes' approach to Shabbos. And we're going to see that in many ways it is incredibly, I think, compelling and an idea which I think can be very, very inspiring. We do have a bit of a stira. Many of the Rishonim, many of the Mefarshim point out between the mitzvah of Shabbos as presented in Parshas Yisro and the mitzvah of Shabbos as presented in Parshas V'Yaschanan. The Aseres HaDibros are found twice in Chumash, Parshas Yisro and Parshas V'Yaschanan, but there are differences insofar as the presentation of the mitzvah of Shabbos. The mitzvah of Shabbos is not presented the same way when it comes to the Aseret and Parshas Yisro. There are two main differences. We're going to focus on the one which is somewhat less famous, although also discussed at length by various Rishonim. In the Aseret and Parshas Yisro, it's Zachor Asum HaShabbos L'Kacho. Zachor, that's a reference to the mitzvah Doraisa, the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's one thing that you have in Parshas Yisro. But something else you have in Parshas Yisro is that what is the reason why we keep Shabbos? In Parshas Yisro, we keep Shabbos. Ki sheshes yomim asa Hashem shemayim v'saretz v'sayom v'eskol sherem v'yanach b'yom hashvi al kain perach Hashem yom Shabbos v'katsheyu. That the purpose of Shabbos is because Baruch Hu created the world, and when God created the world, He rested on Shabbos. So that's one reason why we keep Shabbos. We are trying to experience on some level. Just like the Ribbono Shel Olam rested on Shabbos, so we too rest on Shabbos in the way that where we connote the uniqueness of Shabbos, and we do that through the mitzvah of Kiddush of Zachar. When you look in Dvarim and Perek, hey, Parsh V'Yaschanan, you find something else. Shomer Shem HaShabbos L'Kacho. There it's Shomer, not Zachar. That's the more famous distinction that Gemara tells us in Cheshvuos. Shomer V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad Namru. But there we have a different explanation. Not just Shomor and Veschanan about not doing Malacha on Shabbos, but we have a different explanation for why we keep Shabbos. There it's not about the fact that God created the world in 7 days, in 6 days created the world, 7 days He rested, but rather something else. V'zacharta ki eved hayisa be'eretz Mitzrayim. Remember that you were a slave in Egypt, and Hashem Baruch Hu took you out, misham b'yad chazaka v'zor netuya, al kein tzivcha, Hashem Elokecha lasos, es yom HaShabbos. Meaning, if I just look in the Aseres HaDibros, as they're presented in different places in Chumash, I'm not sure why I'm keeping Shabbos. Am I keeping Shabbos because really it's about Maisa Bereishis? It's really about remembering the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam worked for 6 days and rested on Shabbos and sanctified the seventh day. And that's why we too have to treat it with a certain level of Kedusha. Or alternatively, is it more about Yetzias Mitzrayim? That since Hashem took us out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that since the Ribbono Shel Olam took us out of there, that in a certain sense, because Al Kain Sivcha Hashem Al Kecha, that's why we keep Shabbos, because Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Now there's a whole lot of questions to ask. The most basic question is, why does the Torah appear to give two reasons? We seem to have a stira. That's one question. A secondary question is, why is each reason, one of them tied to Zachar, and one of them tied to Shamor? Why is Zachor somehow connected to Maisa Bereishis? Shamor is somehow connected to us and Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shamor is where we don't do Malach on Shabbos. Zachor is the positive elements. Where's the link between Maisa Bereishis and Yetzias Mitzrayim? There's an additional question which some of the Mefarshim ask, which is, what exactly at all is the link between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shabbos? I understand that God rested on the seventh day, and therefore we rest on the seventh day. But what is the fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim? How does that impact in any serious way, in any meaningful way, the fact that we have to keep Shabbos also? Who cares? took that Mitzrayim, and therefore what? What's the connection between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shabbos? If you look in Rishonim, you find a couple of different Mahalchim. Some Rishonim suggest it's no different than the kind of steerer you have between Gemaras. I have Psukim and Parshas Yisrael, Psukim and Parshas V'Yeshanan. How do I fit it all together? So, the most one Mahalach is to just reinterpret essentially one of them. The Chizkuni quotes one pshat. The real reason that we keep Shabbos is because of Maisa Bereishis. God rested on the seventh day. That's really what it's all about. The entire Psukim, all those Psukim, Parshas V'Yeshanan, is about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's for a different Halacha. We only invoke Yetzias Mitzrayim to explain to us why not just we should rest, but our Avadim should rest also. That we're trying to make the argument, we keep Shabbos because God rested the seventh day, and we have to commemorate that, and we have to remember that. Maybe it strengthens our Emunah. Why do our Avadim have to rest on Shabbos also? Why is there a dinner speeches at, why can't my Avadim just work for me on Shabbos? What's the logic behind that? So there, you were slaves in Egypt. You know what it means to be a slave. You know what it means to experience hardship, to never have at all any form of a break. Says the Chizkuni, you work the whole week, and on Shabbos you rest. Just remember that you were an Eved just like him in Mitzrayim, and give him a day off. Give him a day off. But the real reason of Shabbos, there's one real reason, and it's all about Maisa, it's all about Maisa Bereishis. It could even be that in Parshas V'Yeshanan, look in the Rashbam, in verse number 4, could even be that we have references to Maisa Bereishis even there in Parshas V'Yeshanan. The real reason is Maisa Bereishis, everything else is secondary. You do have, though, a variety of Mefarshim that suggest what is undoubtedly an incredibly important idea. You want to know? Do you want? It's really good. I mean, it's no better than other regular Coke Zero. It's not like special Coke Zero, but... Okay. It is warm. That's, it is not a benefit. Okay. For a variety of Mefarshim, the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim amongst them, what you find here, Perek Lamed Aleph, I believe, what you find here are two different reasons behind Shabbos. There's a Maisa Bereishis reason, any reason. And as Ram, if you want for Shabbos to have its value, for Shabbos to be something which a person can experience, we have to know why we keep it. I have to keep it no matter what. But if I know why we keep it, I'll better experience what Shabbos itself is really all about. So for the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim, Ram says, we have here two different reasons for Shabbos. Two different reasons for Shabbos. One reason for Shabbos is Chiddush HaOlam. The Rambam writes that the way things go, and this is so true, events happen sometimes in life, and if you don't have concrete forms of remembering them, you're just going to forget them. If things occur and there's nothing there to really remind you of it. So in a certain sense, all that's going to happen is that over time, you're going to forget a little bit. That's part of the chachma behind, I'm sure, things like anniversaries, things like Mother's Day, that to be able to have something that's able, otherwise we just forget. And concrete reminders are very helpful. What exactly are we remembering? Says the Rambam, we're going to keep Shabbos. Someone's going to say to you, like, why are you doing this? Says the Rambam, you're going to say two explanations. You're going to say, Zikaron l'maisa bereishis, because Baruch Hu created the world, and this is reminding us of the fact that God created the world. And you're going to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim also. And when you speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, what you're going to speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, says the Rambam, is the chesed that Ribbono Shel Olam did for us. But it's two things that we want to remember on Shabbos. Number one, we want to remember, says the Rambam, we want to remember that Chris Baruch Hu took us out of Mitz, that Chris Baruch Hu created the world, and the chesed that he performed. That's just some general background. Maybe next week we'll speak about the Maharal on Shabbos, but that's some general background. Let's get into the Mahalakot Tfas HaEmes. I want to present it in a way which I hope will be engaging, and that's the following. We spoke about how to learn Machshava, different Mahalakim and learning Machshava. And one thing we spoke about was almost like what called then like the Shir Klali Mahalach. A bunch of questions, and let's get a Mahal that will answer all of it. So let's speak about Tfas HaEmes. We're going to put together, I think, two or three different Tfas HaEmeses, and let's sort of ask a bunch of questions and develop and understand what Tfas HaEmes really, really says. If you have more time, anyone's interested, we're looking in the future of Aviv, has a discussion also about these different reasons. But some questions that we already spoke about. Number one, why is Chumash presented as two different reasons for why we keep Shabbos? Question number one. Question number two, why is each reason tied to Zachar and Shamor? Why is each reason tied to Zachar and Shamor? Question number three, it's a question which is not, I don't think, asked explicitly by the Sfas Emes. It's a question which he relates to. It's a question which is asked by a variety of different Rishonim and certainly Achronim, the following question. Shabbos is Shabbos no matter what. The Gemara tells in Pesach Mandav Kuf Yedzayin, Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. We spoke a couple weeks ago about Kabbalah Shabbos. What's called Kabbalah, or Zeruah B'Hag, it's Hadlakas Neiros is Kabbalah Shabbos. In Shulchan Aruch is a Marvin. But we spoke about then how no matter what you do, when Shabbos actually starts, it's Shabbos whether you are or not Mekabal Shabbos. Shabbos is Kviya V'Kaima. If Bnei Yisrael never does anything, it is still Shabbos. Yet, we have a mitzvah on Shabbos of Kiddush. That is interesting. L'chora, what is the purpose of the mitzvah of Kiddush? What does it mean to be Mekadesh something? That I sanctify it. I give it Kedusha. So what does it mean? Fasemes, again, is asking the question by what does it mean that Shabbos, on the one hand, is Kviya V'Kaima? Shabbos is there even if Bnei Yisrael does nothing, yet I have a mitzvah to be Mekadesh it. It is like, as some point out, a Gemara Mesechas Bechoros, the Gemara tells Nedarim, that when a Bechor is born, the Bechor of an animal is born, that Bechor is Kadosh, yet there's still a mitzvah Lehakdisho. I still have a mitzvah to say, even though it's already Kadosh. Why? What's going on with Shabbos? Number one, two different reasons. Number two, how do those reasons tie into Zachar and Shamor? Number three, what's going on exactly with Shabbos? It's set. Yet, I have to sanctify it. What's behind that? We'll go with one more question before we begin sort of unpackaging this Sfas Emes is Mahalach, which is a Gemara Mesech HaShabbos and Kuf Yiches. Many of us, I'm sure, are familiar with this Gemara. When I was a kid, I know I was like incredibly intrigued and fascinated by this Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochai, Mishum Mishum Yochai. El Mali Misham in Yisrael, source number 9 in the Sheikh Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yiches. El Mali Misham in Yisrael, Shtei Shabbos Kilchasan Miyad Nigalim. If we would keep Shabbos, if Klal Yisrael would keep two Shabboses, the Geula would already come. It's like, so, like, I don't know. Remember when I was a kid, I was like sitting in, well, I don't know, I'm like third grade, and the teacher like said that, and you're thinking like, whoa, how can we do this? That'd be amazing. Just two. It's like so easy. Remember like being a little bit more naive then? You're like, why wouldn't everyone just like agree to that? No? Like, how hard would that be? Get everyone in on this. Just tell them, like, two Shabbos and you keep it. And like, it'll all be good. And, you know, it's a bunch of years later and we're still not there. Why two Shabboses? Why two Shabboses? What's the meaning of two? I could hear one maybe, I don't know. I could hear three as far as a chazakah. What's the deal with two? I would add a question, which Fasemis does not relate to, but I think as Mahalach will explain, that the Yushalmi, I believe, says if you keep one Shabbos, the Geula is going to come. So which is it, one or two? Like, this is Levi asked that, Kasha. Is it going to be one Shabbos or two Shabbos? There are different Mamarim in Chazal. Is it going to be one or is it going to be two? So what's really going on? So Sfas Emes develops the following Mahalach. Sfas Emes develops the following Mahalach. There are elements of it that are like... It's very, very nice and very, very tight. I'm sorry for like trying to avoid the board on Fridays because I know that like, I don't know, has more of like a class kind of feel. But let's just go with that. Maisa Bereishis, and we have Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ses Fas Emes, what you really have in Shabbos, there are two elements to Shabbos. That's step one. Two dinim in Shabbos. Maisa Bereishis, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maisa Bereishis is connected to Zachar. Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to Shamor. Let's understand why and what's really going on. Says Sfas Emes as follows. Look in source number 10 on the sheet. Sfas Emes points out something which is another question, which is very intriguing. Shabbos, on the one hand, is different from Yamim Tovim. Shabbos is different from Yamim Tovim. Yet Shabbos in Parshas Emor, in Perakov Gimel, is listed as one of the Moadim. Why is Shabbos listed as one of the Moadim? Says Sfas Emes as follows. Source number 10, let's read it together. Yesh Lomar. Ki milvad ma de Shabbos kavua v'kaima, Mikom makom yesh lo b'nei Yisrael chelek b'kedushas haShabbos asher tali b'hem. Moshekas of Zachar yom haShabbos l'kacho. Michlal de tali b'hem kedushas haShabbos v'ksev ki vo Shabbos. Uv'shamor ksev ki eved ha'yisa v'chein omrim zechot yit Mitzrayim. Umitzad ze miyuchad haShabbos l'b'nei Yisrael. Uv'kiddush omrim zikaron l'maisa b'reish t'chila mikrei kodesh zechot yit Mitzrayim. Uv'kulam nimtu Shabbos mashimku v'kaim v'noseh kiyam l'chol abriya. Zeh was yikaron l'maisa b'reishis. V'nosein kedusha b'zmanim, v'lachin hikdim ha-shabbos l'moados, ki b'koach dimtza kedusha shabbos b'zman, zachar b'nei Yisrael l'hosik l'hem od moados. V'zeh tzchil mikrei kodesh. Step one, says this fasa emes as follows. There are two elements of Shabbos, one that's zechar l'tiyat Mitzrayim, one that's yikaron l'maisa b'reishis. This, the Maharal points, I'd like to point out as follows. This reason, in a certain sense, of Maisa Bereishis, the Maisa Bereishis reason for a sec, that applies to the entire world. Remember that God created the world in 7 days? That is relevant to the entire world. The entire world has to keep Shabbos, l'chora, according to that. What makes Klal Yisrael's unique connection to Shabbos? That gets Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here's where we have the unique Klal Yisrael, the unique Klal Yisrael component. Zachar and Shamor, what gives it its Kedusha, what gives Shabbos its Kedusha initially, what makes it Vayikachehu, Hashem rested in the seventh day. Zachar is Yom HaShabbos, Likacho, the fact that we're going to be Mekadesh Shabbos, we're Mekadesh Shabbos, we say Kiddush associated with Maisa Bereishis. What makes Shabbos Kadosh? That's what does it for us. Where do you find Klal Yisrael's unique connection to Shabbos? In Yetzias Mitzrayim. We were slaves in Egypt, and we worked all the time, and the Ribbono Shalom took us out, and the Shabbos of Shamor, the Shabbos of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is the fact that we have an Isser Malacha on Shabbos. That we have an Isser Malacha on Shabbos. Again, there's a positive Zachar element of Shabbos that in a certain sense is relevant to the whole world. That is something, Zachar, to be Mekadesh Shabbos, what gives Shabbos its Kedusha? Shabbos has its Kedusha because when the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, he rested on the seventh day. That's where the Kedusha comes from of Shabbos. That's the Karun L'maisa Bereishis. That's an element of Kedusha. But Yetzias Mitzrayim is something else. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam established a unique connection between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam, between Klal Yisrael and Shabbos. That's why we worked in Mitzrayim, and Shamor, now that we're out of Mitzrayim, we rest on Shabbos. We rest on Shabbos. That's why a goy sheshavas is chayav misa. That a non-Jew can't avoid malach on Shabbos because the Shamor component is limited to Klal Yisrael. We were in Mitzrayim, we get taken out. Our Shamor component, that is something that is limited, that's limited to Klal Yisrael. Only we have this idea of resting on Shabbos. The beginning of a Mahalo. Sfas Emes goes one step further and says, it isn't just that there are two reasons, but there are two potential functions of Shabbos. You want to tap into Shabbos and know what Shabbos is really about. Says Sfas Emes, there are two levels of relating to Shabbos. There's the level of Maisa Bereishis and the level of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says Sfas Emes in Shabbos HaGadol, source number 11, very, very powerful. Shabbos was always around. There is always something called Shabbos, already from Maisa Bereishis. But, comes along Yetzias Mitzrayim and it adds an extra component to Shabbos. Shabbos always did one thing in the world of Maisa Bereishis and Zachar, it's a Kadosh day. Shabbos did one thing, and with Yetzias Mitzrayim, there will be an additional component of Shabbos. Now Shabbos will do something way beyond that. How does this work? Sfas Emes as follows. Ubir advarim. There are two elements of Shabbos, because min ha'olam v'ara olam, there are two kinds of things that are hidden in this world. Shabbos is a time of revelation. Shabbos is a time when things become clearer. And there are two things hidden sometimes in this world. One of them, she's based meaning his almas vistaris. Oviagas. Sometimes the world is just very, very busy and I'm overwhelmed with materialism. I'm overwhelmed with the world. There is something about Shabbos with the capacity to just overwhelm me a little bit. It's too hard. am too busy, it's too challenging. And also, v'yeis mitzad omek ha-kedusha, there's also something she'in yichon lahasig, v'hu omek, there's something also, you know what else is hidden in this world? Not just it's hidden because the world is too physical and I can't focus, but there are levels of kedusha that are very much hidden. Says Fasem is as follows. What does Shabbos do? What does Shabbos do? Misha zocha bimei ha-maisa. Again, we'll tie something else. Let me say it a little clearer as we develop this. Bimei ha-maisa ligbor neger ha-yetzahara. Zocha l'shabbos ha-katan. Shucheiris misit re'acha likonos tachas omachu shemayim shucheiris agabeza. There's one element of Shabbos, which is where the maisa bracious. It's a basic level of Shabbos. It's very hard for me during the week. It's very hard for me to recognize that there's a Ribbono Shel'olam during the week. So because it's very hard for me to recognize there's a Ribbono Shel'olam during the week, so I need a Shabbos that allows me to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. Zikaron L'maisa Bereish, I remember Maisa Bereish, I remember there's a Ribbono Shel'olam, and I'm able to have a certain sort of basic level of recognition of what Shabbos is all about. And that, by the way, we should not be Mezalzel in this first element of Shabbos. When we're very, very busy sometimes, Rav Lopiansky in his Sefer on the transition from yeshiva to working describes the importance of Shabbos, how Shabbos takes on a different sort of like level of chashivas when you're working. It's definitely true when you're in school also. That during the week, here, our lives in many ways are like Shabbos. We're not really, everything, a lot of things are done for us. We live lives of intense kedusha. And then to go into Shabbos, so sometimes it's not always the same. Okay, I don't want to overstate how much kedusha there is in the week, but there are elements of it that are certainly there. When you're working during the week, so it's very, very hard because you're very, very busy. There's a whole lot in your mind. And the idea that when Shabbos starts, suddenly I can't work anymore. That when Shabbos starts, I'm not going to be able to study anymore. That Shabbos is a time. So what Shabbos reminds us of, Maaseh Bereishis, their Ribbono Shel'olam was working 6 days, and their Ribbono Shel'olam stopped on the seventh, and we work 6 days, we can stop on the seventh. That one element of Shabbos, and the most basic component, it's a time when you can be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim. It's a time when you are able, Shucheiris L'gabezeh, Ha'inyan Shabbos, HaKol Chozer L'makor, L'chein, Ein B'Shabbos, Adas V'Shibot, you're in a totally different place. It's just a calmer, nicer time where you're able to experience Kedusha. It's a time when you could say Kiddush. To say Kiddush on Wednesday, you know, Hasidic leanings notwithstanding, to say Kiddush on Wednesday, you can't do it because you're just not there to experience the Kedusha. This is the most basic level of Shabbos, that's Chas Emes. The most basic level of Shabbos, you're just very, very busy. So Shabbos comes along, the Ribbono Shel'olam worked for 6 days, but rested on the seventh, and you rest on the seventh also. And you rest on the seventh, you'll be able to experience, okay, I can be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim today. That today's a day when I can finally pause, think, and be able to reflect a little bit. We spoke about this last week with different mahalachim and emunah on Shabbos, but it's one just very basic mahalach of what Shabbos can do for you. What Shabbos can do, I can't worry about work anymore. It is so nice sometimes on Shabbos when you have that. You're very stressed out, planning this, organizing that. Suddenly Shabbos comes and you're entirely all good. I remember once speaking to a rav of a shul who was describing how hard it is for him that he doesn't have Shabbos is his busiest day of the week. He was describing like the challenge of like, I need a Shabbos. I need a Shabbos when you can just like, but Shabbos starts and I have to prepare different drushas and there are people that want to speak to me during the week that I'm going to speak to on Shabbos and suddenly on Shabbos I have to give a shiur in the afternoon and I'm hosting over this family just moved into community for Shabbos lunch and then you have these people that I have to speak to in the afternoon because they're having some Shalom Bayis problem and what you want it to be, your Shabbos, sometimes it's very, very hard, but the gift of a Shabbos, of just being Mekabel or Malchus Shamayim, of not being as busy, of being able to pause, is something which is there. And that is the most basic level of Shabbos. It's a Shabbos of Parshas Yisro. It's a Shabbos of, before anything starts, to recognize it's a day of Kedusha. It's a day of Kedusha and a day when you can recognize that on some level. Says the Sfas Emes, though, there is an additional element of Shabbos. The first is Chashev, but the second is transformative. You want to tap into Shabbos? It's not about Shabbos in terms of the Emuna we spoke about last week. Says as follows. there's an additional kind of thing that Shabbos can give you. What Shabbos gives you is a much more intense, profound sense of freedom. It's not just being mekabel and malchus shamayim, but Shabbos instills with you a greater sense of kedusha. Shabbos instills within you a transformative kind of kedusha. The Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos that Shabbos for you is a matana tova. Shabbos is a matana tova not just because it gives you a break to mekabel and malchus shamayim, but because there is something. It's a chirus shemizgal lahem sharei hakedusha hagenuzim. Shabbos is not just a day where I remember Hashem. Shabbos is a day where spirituality is just, it's so much easier to tap into Kedusha. Shabbos, Rebbe Shalom, gives us the capacity to achieve a higher level of Kedusha, to be able to really experience it in a real way. That, says Tzfas Emes, is what Neshama Yisera is really all about. Neshama Yisera is tied to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not just time to break. Neshama Yisera is what we get on Shabbos, where now the world of Kedusha is open to us. The ability to experience intense, transformative Kedusha. Not just, this first one's all about remembering. It's all just about a zikaron. It's about the fact that I'm a little bit less busy right now. I've been busy during the week. And now I can finally be mekabel malchus shamayim. But there's an additional element. That additional element is when you're able to experience what goes on here in a Shabbos Yid Mitzrayim. The way this Tzfas Emes says it out, this is the link between, it's the transition from being an eved to a ben. That what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about is experiencing my relationship with Ribono Shel Olam. No longer as a slave. That's the psukim there. I took you out of Mitzrayim. There's a Shabbos that is connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim, which means what? I have taken you out of Mitzrayim in order to experience what it means to not be an Eved anymore, but to be a son. To have a close father-son relationship with Ribono Shel Olam on Shabbos. That what Shabbos is able to provide for us is not just, I remember Hashem. Mekabel ol machlus shamayim on Shabbos, that's a yira kind of experience. It's an ever kind of experience. What we're looking for on Shabbos, says Fasem, and Shabbos Yitzim Mitzrayim, we're very, very close. We're intimate. Then the Shami Seira I have now, it's such a time of intense spiritual opportunity and intense Kedusha. Let me chadur, you said so far, and I want to just add a bunch of points, hopefully, to make Shabbos. We spoke with the following. There are two different reasons in Chumash as to why we keep Shabbos. Aser is a different parshas. Yisro, we keep Shabbos to remind us of Briyas HaOlam. Hashem rests in 7 days, so we rest. We spoke about in parshas Yisro and in parshas Veschan another reason. Because Baruch Hu took it at Mitzrayim, that's why we keep Shabbos. We saw that for the Chizkuni, there's one real reason. It's all really about Maisa Bereishis. We saw for the Rambam different reasons of what we want to remember. Shabbos is here to remind us of something. Shabbos is here to commemorate something, says the Rambam. One, to commemorate because Baruch created the world. Two, the chesed Hashem performed for us by taking us out of Mitzrayim. For the Tzfas Emes, there are two different elements of Shabbos. A more basic, fundamental element and a higher level element that is unique for Klal Yisrael that we, Dafka, for Shabbos is unique to us, that we can tap into and that we have the ability to really achieve certain heights in that experience. The first level, the basic level of Shabbos, where Ribono Shel Olam worked for six and rested on the seventh. And we work for six, and we're busy, and it's hard, and we rest on the seventh, to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim, to have a time where it's not as heavy, and it's not as confusing, and I'm not as busy, and it's not as challenging, and I have a Shabbos where I can stop and say, I am mekabel ol malchus shamayim right now. It's a day in which things, I can just be mekabel, and it's all good. But says this Tzfas Emes, that's true on some level, but can't Shabbos also give us more? Can't Shabbos also be something additional? What could Shabbos give us that's more than that? Can't Shabbos also give us the unique shaychus of B'nai Yisrael to Ribono Shel Olam? Can it also give us not just we're mekabel, the old Malchus Shamayim, the yoke, a certain kind of recognition that I'm an Eved of Ribono Shel Olam? Can't Shabbos also give me something more? It's the Sharei Kedusha HaGenuzim, this world of Kedusha, this capacity for relationship, which otherwise I would not be able to have, that now I'm able to experience on Shabbos. And Shabbos, Ribono Shel Olam gifts me a neshama yisera. It is a spiritual opportunity to experience authentic cheiros, that the Ribono Shel Olam took us out of Mitzrayim not to be avadim, but to experience real cheiros. And that real cheiros takes place when you keep Shabbos, zeker liyetzias Mitzrayim. That's when you can really tap into it. And that's when you can really experience it much more. That's at least an element of what's going on in Shabbos. That's part of what we're trying to tap into. It's a spiritual opportunity. It's a spiritual opportunity. Matan Tov Yishib Beis Ginzi, the Shabbos Shema. This Fasemes explains, and it's so powerful. Shabbos, that, by the way, is why it says Fasemes. If Klal Yisrael keeps two Shabboses, the Geula comes. What does it mean if we keep two Shabboses, the Geula comes? Says Fasemes, if you keep the Shabbos of Maisa Bereishis and the Shabbos of Yetziat Mitzrayim, Shabbos is going to come. It's not two separate Shabboses. It's one Shabbos, but both elements of Shabbos. If you observe a Shabbos, that's the current of Maisa Bereishis, I observe a Shabbos where I am just Mikabel Malka Shemaim. I was busy during the week, and I stopped when Shabbos came. I put everything away. And now I'm totally, totally good. And now I can be Mikabel Malka Shemaim. That's one kind of Shabbos. Remember once being at the house of a very well-known. It was a beautiful thing. I was there for Shabbos. And Erev Shabbos, when he put away all of his like mukta stuff, put it behind like a door in his closet, and he locked the door. And there was like, it was almost like you felt like an element of avoda there. It was very, very powerful. And to be able to put everything away and to remember, that's one, to remember Zachar, to remember a little bit there's something called Shabbos. And that there's something called the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kabbalat Olam Malchus Shamayim. Things are very, very busy. When you keep Shabbos like that, and then you also keep Shabbos, Seichel Yetziat Mitzrayim, you keep a Shabbos in which you are aware of the unique connection you have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You are on top of the spiritual koach, the kedusha, which can be found only in Shabbos, which is hidden all year long. We spoke about the Sfas Emes. You remember like a month or two ago, how for the Sfas Emes, there's kedusha everywhere in the world, but it's hidden. There's kedusha everywhere in the world that's hidden. The nekuda hapnimius. There is some kedusha found in everything, but it's very hard to tap into. That's why I think Sfas Emes says all the time. I think it's in the Shirim that olam is milashon he'elam. That this world is one big hidden experience. In the world, things are hidden. What's hidden in this world? What's hidden is, where's that Kedusha? What's Kedusha? What Shabbos gives us, the Shabbos Yetziat Mitzrayim, is greater opportunity and greater potential awareness to be able to experience that Kedusha found in every single item. That suddenly when Shabbos comes, I can experience greater Kedusha. But here comes one additional point of the Sfas Emes, which I think is so powerful. You can speak about Shabbos as much as you want. And you can speak about the Kedusha of Shabbos as much as you want. And no matter what we do, Shabbos is Kviya V'kayma. Shabbos is going to come, please God. You know, at 6 o'clock tonight, or at 4:15 tonight, Shabbos is going to start. Doesn't matter what you do. But says the Sfas Emes, if you just observe Shabbos, all you do is observe Shabbos, so it is true that Shabbos is there. The Shabbos of Kviya V'kayma is present. But, says Sfas Emes, do not think for a second that all the Torah that he's describing right now is something that will be available to you. Says Sfas Emes, Parsh Kedosha, look here in the sheet. Aval. Kfi shemekablim b'nei Yisrael kedushas ha-Shabbos. Umamshichin mikdushas ha-Shabbos kedushas l'chol yimei ha-Maisa. Kemochei misrabi yosher kedushas ha-Shabbos milmala. Haneshama kli l'kabla kedusha. Lahamshich mimena kedushas gam l'guf. For Shabbos, who kli lekabel kedusha, ulhamshach min kedusha l'chol yamim. Says Sfas Emes the following two additional, just incredibly important yesodos. All of what we speak about here, Shabbos comes no matter what. Gemara Pesachim, Shabbos is kviya v'kayma. But says Sfas Emes the following Torah: the extent to which Shabbos is a day of kedusha, where kedusha is open to you, where the sharei hakedusha hagenuzim. These elements of Kedusha, which I can't see all week long, that the extent to which I can experience enhanced Kedusha on Shabbos, you experience a holier life on Shabbos, that is Kechol Sheh, corresponding to the extent to which you connect to Shabbos, you invest in Shabbos, I focus on Shabbos, I tap into Shabbos, that's how much you will get back. If you invest very little money in the best stock in the world, your return will not be that great. I bought Google stock 20 years ago. I bought one. Okay, so I made a bit of a profit. If I bought a lot, and now it's incredible. So now the return on my investment is so much greater. Shabbos is the same thing. You got to keep it no matter what. And on some level, you will get a return no matter what. But what do you want to be? A guy that owns one stock in Shabbos and gets a little bit each week? Or do you want to be the person that invests so much, even though it's Kviya V'kayma, we still have a mitzvah of Kiddush? even though Shabbos is set and established anyway, we still have a mitzvah to be mekabel it, because for Shabbos to be a time of kabbalat malchus shamayim, for Shabbos to be a time of greater kedusha, where we become not like an eved but like a son, where we experience more what it means to have a unique personal relationship with greater kedusha, says Fasa, you want to be able to tap into that, you got to invest. You got to invest. Otherwise, you will not get a good return on that invest. Okay, I got a little bit here, a little bit there. But like, what kind of person turns around and says, yeah, Google, not a good stock. You know, I bought Apple 30 years ago. I'm like, not a good stock. I didn't make that much money off of it. No, you didn't buy enough to make a ton of money off of it. Had you bought a ton, you'd get so much out of it. If I look at Shabbos, and Shabbos isn't doing that much for me, says Fasemes, it's because I have not invested enough to become the kind of person that will experience that kedusha. So if I just sit here and I'm stomp, sit down in my kabbal shot, but I'm not investing enough, so I'm not going to tap into that at all. That's what you can have sometimes. You can have people who, I can learn yeshiva for a long time and like, Torah did nothing for me. And it's like, yeah, because I wasn't really here enough and I was in and out a lot. I didn't invest. When you invest in holy things, you will get a return on your investment. But you got to be willing to invest sometimes first. People sometimes make the mistake and think in the opposite direction. Sometimes people make the mistake of believing, if you explain to me how Shabbos is so kadosh, you know, so like, no. Invest in Shabbos and you will experience a kedusha. Invest in Shabbos and you will experience a kedusha. And says Fas Emes, the goal of Shabbos, this is clear in Rite Fas Emes in tons of places. The goal of Shabbos, if you keep Shabbos well, it transforms your week. Because once I know how to tap into kedusha on Shabbos, my Monday looks a little bit different. It looks different. My Monday looks different when I know how to tap into kedusha. The davening I have on Shabbos looks different. During the week looks different because my davening on Shabbos was a little bit different. And the way that I can sit and I can bench during the week is different because my benching on Shabbos was a little bit different. And the kind of meal that I had on Shabbos, and the way I spoke on Shabbos, in terms of the kedusha, there is spillover. Fasemis understands when you bring down kedusha, it stays. And it moves on and it transforms. Fasemes, you can be wherever you are, and you want to tap into kedusha. You can tap into kedusha anywhere. Fasemes, by the way, that was we referenced this week in the Rogdal Yo. It's part of what Yaakov Zagalos is Akates. That part of what Yaakov was trying to reveal. Yaakov is a Jew that understood more than anyone how you could live in a world of chol, in a world of choshech, and still be able to experience kedusha. The Yaakov one that could be with Lavan, he could be Mitzvah anywhere and still experience Kedusha. And the way that we tap into that is through Shabbos. That Shabbos is our way that whenever the world is really, really crazy, one day a week when I can suddenly sit down, I can be calm. And if you do that day very well, you will see that your Sunday, Monday, Tuesday look very, very different. They look very, very different. The Ramban writes at the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos, of Zechira Shabbos Akasha, the Ramban writes, you have to mekayim every single day. That's why they point out that the kiyum that we have of that mitzvah is, which is Shir Shal Yom. Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. Hayom Sheni B'Shabbos. It's the mitzvah d'oraisa, a key mitzvah d'oraisa, according to Ramban, of representing Shabbos every single day. Because it's the same. You want to invest in Shabbos and get something out of it? I have the investment starts on Sunday. It starts on Sunday. Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos. And you invest in it, you're able to achieve it in a much more powerful way. What we've tried to point out today is the following. We spoke about Shabbos today and last week. Shabbos provides us with a bunch of different things. Shabbos, we know, is very, very chashuv. It's shakol kanya kol mitzvos kulan. If you're a kofer in Shabbos, if you reject Shabbos, so in a certain sense that the status of that is unique amongst averas, the chi of skila, Shabbos is incredibly chashuv time. Incredibly chashuv time. It is undoubtedly not coincidental that if you wanted to know, why if I'm going to speak about Shabbos all the time? Not only because Shabbos is important, but because the Sefer and Chumash speaks about Shabbos all the time. And it's Shabbos is so incredibly chashuv. We all want to observe Shabbos well. We all want to be able to keep the halachas of Shabbos well, both the assays of Zachar and the los assays of Shamar. But for Shabbos to have the impact it can have, to be aware of why we keep Shabbos, of what we're supposed to do with Shabbos, so that's incredibly important. Last week we spoke about three different ways that Shabbos is related to our emunah. How Shabbos is a day that can strengthen our emunah. Today we spoke about something a little bit different. What Shabbos can provide for us religiously. What Shabbos can provide for us when we're very, very busy. It's our day of being mekabel malchus shamayim. When things are overwhelming and very hard, how we can be mekabel malchus shamayim, that experience. how Shabbos, when we're a little bit busy and it's very hard, but you invest in Shabbos, worlds of Kedusha. Worlds of Kedusha. I can't see or experience the rest of the week. Neshama Yisera comes on Shabbos, Fas Emes, and I can experience Kedusha in a different way. That my davening can look like a different davening. That my regular Pesukei Zimra on Shabbos can look different than my Pesukei Zimra during the week. The same Baruch Sha'amar is a different Baruch Sha'amar on Shabbos. And the same benching, albeit with a Ritzeh, is a qualitatively different benching on Shabbos. I have an Neshama Yisera now. My level of spirituality is so much greater. And when you tap into that Kedusha, to the Nekuda HaPnimiyah, Shebichol Davar V'Davar, when you tap into that level of Kedusha, when we're sensitive enough, when I invest enough, when I experience it, you'll get it. Pesach Fas Emes. If you don't, if Shabbos is just Kviya V'Kaima, Shabbos is just a day that I keep, but I'm not mekabel it, I'm not investing in it, I'm going to look around and say, what does he mean I just work this on Shabbos? What does he mean my benching is different on Shabbos? What does he mean that my Baruch Sha'amar is different on Shabbos? What are you talking about? The more that you invest in it, the more you value what it is. The more that there's a Sheish Yemem Tavo, that we're busy during the week, the more that you experience the gift of Shabbos. Shabbos is a gift. Part of the gift of Shabbos, it's that intimate time, us, Ribbono Shel Olam, us experiencing a certain kind of Kedusha. And as things are busy, and things are challenging sometimes, and as we're overwhelmed with work here or there, that Shabbos is a time to pause and be Mekabel Mach Shemayim, step one. But step two, that Shabbos is a time when I can experience Kedusha the way that I'm really supposed to. That I can experience Kedusha the way that I really want to. That I can experience Kedusha in a way which reminds me of where and how things can be, that then are over to spill over into a Sunday or a Monday. That my Marav Motzei Shabbos feels like, I feel like I need B'samim on Motzei Shabbos. I just need something. You lost something special. And that transition, you prepare in advance. And you do it well, it'll be transformative. I'll end with just a pshat from the Kedushas Levi. Why did Chazal say, on the one hand, keep two Shabbos, Geula come, on the other hand, keep one Shabbos, Geula come? So for the Fas Emes, I would say, because it's all really the same. Two Shabbos are two elements of one Shabbos. Kedushas Levi says the following pshat. There is no difference between keeping two Shabbos as well and keeping one Shabbos well. No difference at all. You keep one Shabbos well, that Shabbos will transform your week, and you will keep the second Shabbos well also. You ever keep a Shabbos perfectly, there is no way that does not transition into a second Shabbos because your entire next week will be so different. How could you ever go back to a regular Shabbos again? You keep one Shabbos well. Wow, I saw the world of Kedusha. Impossible you won't keep a second. Impossible. How could you ever not? Keep Shabbos well. It transforms the week. Taste the real power, the beauty of Shabbos. Invest in Shabbos and cannot return. It'll be unbelievable. The Shabbos meal, the Kedusha that you're going to be able to feel will be transformative. It will spill over into the week. You keep one Shabbos well, it's a totally different life from then on in. Says Kedusha Levi. Totally different experience, totally different life. Have a, now I can say it in a more even like meaningful way, have a wonderful Shabbos.